Monday morning. Monday means the Monday wash up.
The Monday wash up.
Oh, kick. Oh, where do you want to start, X? Do you want to go Freo and all the good
start
things?
Start at the top,
or do you want to go West Coast? Start and go
at the top. The team that headed over to Geelong, hard to win over there. Geelong, pretty much full strength. Danger was out, yep. But obviously, Fremantle still had Tabs, Darcy, Chapman, Young. And the one we're sort of forgetting about is the two-time Brownlow medalist Nat Fyfe also didn't play, which poses a question.
Is there room for him in the team?
There's always room for him, but where do you play him more than anything? So at the start of the year, remember Fyfe said this?
That experiment of playing forward yielded some good results, but it's officially over. I'm a midfielder and that's where I'm playing.
It's officially over. Well, where do you put the champion? But the coach was asked a question about how Fife is progressing on Triple M on Saturday and had this to say.
And I had a good chat to Fife during the week and he reinforced that he's happy to play anywhere on the ground. And I think he's really excited to get back and help the team go forward. So, yeah, we might look at splitting his role. We might, I think initially over the pre-season we'd... wanted to play more midfield, but as you said, our midfield's really going well at the moment. We've got a good balance in there.
So. Well done, J-Lo. Yeah. Now, I'm going to read this SMS out. Obviously, right. Listening to our comments earlier, this is from Dave. I'm going to read it exactly right,
read
as it says.
Okay.
G'day, guys. Enjoying listening to you talking about the footy early this morning, and welcome back to you guys as well. Hugely controversial. I'm a huge Fremantle man, but I want to ask this question on behalf of other Fremantle fans. Is it possible that we are better off now without Nat Fyfe? I'd be interested in your thoughts, Dave of Fremantle.
I would say impossible.
Impossible to be better off without him.
Yeah. He's a two-time Brownlow medalist.
I think
that his role's changed because when he was going forward, it was like, well, Fyfe needs to be the best forward. When he's in the midfield, Fyfe needs to be the best midfielder. So now he's not. He's Brayshaw. I think it's Brayshaw's midfield.
Yes.
And Sarong and those young guys.
Yeah.
And I think the forward line, Tabs is obviously out, but yeah, Lockie Schultz and those guys are doing their role.
Mm.
I think the pressure's off a little bit. Right. He can be the third forward or the second or third midfielder.
They seem a very happy team. They're all getting on.
There's a lot of love there, and it's always important. It's the most important part of the chemistry.
1-3-3-5-3. If you want to weigh in on Dave's comments, they are controversial, Dave, from a Fremantle man. 1-3-3-5-3. Right, can we go to West Coast?
Yeah.
And we want to hear from Freo fans. Is the lid off?
Of course. Yeah.
Are you charging towards September? Have you booked your grand final tickets? All of that stuff. 1-3-3-5-3. Now, West Coast fans, oh my goodness. Have you ever known it that bad?
No.
Ever?
No.
No, that's as bad as it's been.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, but I think it's as bad as it's been almost for any club I can remember.
Oh, jeez.
No, only like Gold Coast. Remove Gold Coast. Remove Melbourne because that was expected of them. They were expected to be no good.
Yeah. Have you? Has Simo got the stomach for the rebuild?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, but he rightfully gets the opportunity to.
He wouldn't mind absolutely bottoming out.
They need to bottom out.
No, they
need to.
Yeah.
And there needs to be massive changes, and there will be. But the next 15 weeks? How many weeks to go? It's going to be hard.
But they were terrible. I mean, that's
terrible for 3 weeks. Like, terrible.
Last year.
Tom Lynch should have kicked 14.
Yeah, he probably should have.
Should have kicked 14 goals.
He could have broken Scotty Cummings' record.
Yeah, he should have kicked 14. Harry Edwards was trying his hardest, but nowhere near it.
That was the Perth record. Now, last year on the show, this.
They need to make multiple changes, and no player can be off limits for the right deal, including long-haired players.
Right.
High-jumping players.
Right. Nick Nat.
Dennis.
I tell you what, right now.
Loved it, Dennis.
Trading Nick Nat last year might have been a smart play. You would have got something for him.
Yeah.
What do you get now?
Oh, no, I think those older players, there's not a lot of value.
All right, really quickly, X. Is there any value in these people at the trade table? Ready?
Shuey. So value being first and second draft pick.
Yeah,
first
Shuey?
No, he's
Duggan?
Not going anywhere. Second rounder.
Redden?
No.
Nash?
No.
Witherow?
Witherden.
Witherden.
No.
Greg Clark. Greg the Leg.
Greg the Leg. Rolled under Greg the Leg. Yeah, he tried hard.
Kelly.
Too hard to move his contract.
West.
No.
Hearn.
Too old.
Petrevsky Seaton.
No, he's only second chance.
Darling.
Maybe late second.
Edward.
No.
Gaff.
Maybe late second.
Cripps.
Maybe late second.
McGovern.
Too hard to move his contract.
Nelson.
No.
O'Neill.
No.
Stranatica.
No.
Willie Rioli.
He's not fit and healthy.
Josh Kennedy?
No, old.
Dixon?
No.
Waterman?
No.
Liam Ryan?
maybe late second.
There's not much to trade there, is there? There's not much.
Well, there's one. Oscar Allen is the one with value.
Right, and they're not going to trade him, are they?
Well, if you want to have a bit of fun, and I'm not saying do it, but the easiest way to get back up the ladder is to trade your best your best prospect and get as many picks for that person as you can.
One triple
three. But you obviously don't do that.
Let's hear from you.
The Monday wash-up. Oh, what a
kick. Righto, Rachel. Away we go. What do you want to say about the West Coast Eagles? Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Look, I was there Friday night and I stayed till the end. It was pretty bitterly disappointing, especially when the players are laughing when they're coming off the field after losing by 109 points. It's pretty disheartening. But we've got no ruck. If Natanui's out, why can't you put Darling in the ruck? Make him earn some money. He's not doing anything else at the moment. Stick him in the ruck. Make him earn the money that he's earning and give him a go at doing something.
Hey, Rach, what did you make of Jack getting the Bronx cheers on the weekend?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
You got the Bronxies on the wing a couple of times.
Well, how do you feel about that?
You paid your money. As long as you're not abusing.
Yeah. All right, so Darling into the ruck, is he...
Darling's small, though.
He's not 6'3".
Yeah, he's not big.
What about the laughing that Rachel mentioned?
I didn't see
Willie Rioli was... Now, obviously, there was a family affair happening on the weekend.
Three Rioli, Morris and Willie.
And he was off the ground early, wasn't he?
Hamstring.
So he sat out of the game.
Not in great condition, Willie. No,
but that laughing and giggling that Rachel mentioned after the game.
I was never a big fan of it. But some will say it's sportsmanship. You've done your 2.5 hours of work now. Thank your opposition. The NBA, I've been watching the NBA closely, and they don't even shake hands. They just walk off.
No, they don't, do they? Off they go. One thing I will say, though, Josh Kennedy, well done. 700. And he played well. He was just about their best player.
But he did nothing in the first half, and 700 looked like it was going to happen next year. Mm. And then all he needed was 4 or 5 touches, 4 goals.
Yeah. No ruck. That is a worry at West Coast.
So they got Dixon and Stranatica, who are both from East Fremantle. Yeah. So poor East Frio.
Yeah, they got nothing.
Finally got their list going in the right direction, and they've taken their two keys.
Courtney's in Meadow Springs. Morning, Court.
Hello, how are you?
What would you like to say? And anyone else can call through as well. 1-3-3-5-3 weighing in on the footy from the weekend. Court?
Just loving the footy. Frio is absolutely amazing at the moment. My partner, I called up to try and get the tickets for him because he loves Frio.
Smart.
He sits there and watches the football, and he's packed to go to the grand final already, and he's just saving for the money now.
Right.
Yeah.
He's already packed to go to the grand final.
Yeah, he loves Frio that much.
And if Frio going well makes your life easier, Courtney, the boyfriend's in a good mood?
That's it. Yeah, he's a lot happier. Just watches all the games.
Does he? Do you know much about Frio yourself, or are you sort of living through your part? What's your partner's name, by the way, Court?
Nathan.
Are you just living it through Nathan?
I like the footy, but I'm living it through him as well.
Okay. Well,
he loves it.
We heard David say maybe better off without Nat Fyfe. You want to weigh in on that one, Court?
Yeah. We don't need him. We're going pretty good without him, and he causes a lot of injuries and stuff to himself.
Oh, I love Fyfe.
Yeah, so do I. No, I don't want him out of the team, but he's out of the team for injury. Thank you, Courtney. Well played. Rachel, well played.